is here to help us out with another round of insightfully short reviews. Wayne, good morning.
Hi, Sean. How are you going?
Yeah, absolute pleasure to get you on the program. What do you got for us this week?
Well, first off, I'll start with a film. I saw it at the cinema last week, which sadly they're closed, but it was such a good film, I thought I'd review it. And hopefully your listeners can see it at some point in the not-too-distant future. It's a film called Queen and Slim. It's a superb film. It's been billed as a crime thriller, but it's a whole lot more than that. It's about two African-Americans that go on a Tinder date in Cleveland in Ohio. It's really not going anywhere. And when they leave, they're pulled over by an over-aggressive cop, and things escalate quite badly, and the cop is actually killed. So the two go on the run, and they basically flee down to New Orleans. And the film is about them, I guess, trying to escape the law. But it's so much more than that. It's really about they become folk heroes to the black community, and it really focuses beautifully on the black experience in America. So it's a really beautiful film, but it's more than just a on the run thriller. And the two lead, Daniel Kaluuya and Jodie Turner Smith, who are Queen and Slim, are just there's a really great chemistry there and really great dialogue. So it's a really, really, really great film. But also, as I said, it focuses a lot on the black experience in America. So it's a film I really loved.
Tremendous stuff. I'm a big fan of that kind of thing and a big fan of New Orleans as well, anything set around New Orleans. So we might try and catch that one when the cinemas make their way back. What else? What have we got next?
What I've got is a really great album I'm enjoying at the moment. It's called You Know I'm Not Going Anywhere. It's by a band called The Districts. This is the fourth album. It just came out last week on Fat Possum Records. It's actually four high school friends from a small town in Pennsylvania. So they've formed a band, and this is their fourth album. And this album really shows enormous growth on their previous records. I guess it's very sparkling, shiny rock, but with quite a bit of a soul there. I guess you could say it's indie rock. It's true indie rock. And the really the voice of lead singer Rob Grote really elevates the music. He's got a really quiet, yearning voice. So this is, if you like good guitar jams and good songwriting, The Districts are really probably a very underrated band, and this is their fourth album, and I really recommend it highly.
Where can we best track this one down at the moment?
Well, it's on Spotify, so all their releases are, and as I said, they're released on Fat Possum, so I'm sure you can get it in some record stores. I think stock's a bit at the moment with things shutting down, it's hard to get stock out there, but the album is definitely available to stream on Spotify, so that's probably the easiest one just to have a listen to it anyway.
Fabulous stuff. Well, look, we're starved for entertainment. What have we got? Item number three.
Number three is a TV show that I'm really loving at the moment. It's called On My Block. It's a really wonderful show. It's on Netflix. They just released the third season of this show just last week. The first season had 10 episodes, so did the second. And the third one has 8 episodes. This is a really touching and funny show. It's a really great blend of that. It's set in South Central LA, and it follows four teens navigating high school, love, and also the gangs in the area. So it has that really good blend of, a teen comedy drama, but also has the reality of their life in that area. The four kids are really, really have great charisma. It's very funny at times, and then it'll just switch to something deadly serious. The kids are either African-American, Hispanic. So really, you really grow attached to them. But as I said, it can be quite funny. And then next thing, the reality of living in a gang-infested neighbourhood comes face-to-face. So really recommend, it's called On My Block.
On My Block and on Netflix. And we've got a whole three seasons to binge if we're into that one.
Yes, definitely.
That's exactly what we need at the moment.
For sure. This show's a real joy, but as I said, there's quite a bit of grit to the show, so it does that blend well.
Well, we got the 4x2. What is number four?
Number four is another album that I can recommend. It's called Either Light by a band called Wunderbar. Again, this is a fourth album from this band. This band's actually from Boston. They're a duo. It really is bright, effervescent music. Again, it's in the indie rock genre, This is probably a bit more upbeat and poppier than The Districts, but I think this is still their most complex album yet. It's their first album they've done with a producer. They've done everything before in their homes, but they've sort of expanded their sound a bit. Recorded in Philadelphia and New York, a lot of new instrumentation on the album, vibraphones, synths, drum machines, but still has that really great melodic guitar. It's similar to The Districts, if you like good guitar rock, but this one's probably a brighter, poppier album. So the band's called Wunderbar, and the album's called Either Light.
How are you actually coming across your recommendations at the moment, given you are stuck inside one?
Sorry?
How are you actually coming across your recommendations for the music, given you are stuck inside?
Oh, none of these are really recommendations. I've been like such a music nut for years and everything, so they're not really recommendations. They're just like searching for things that you can find, and I have sort of sources, I guess, that you can find, even just amalgamated sites like Metacritic and those sorts that you can, they always have what are the new albums out, and I basically just try to listen as many. And I guess if there's bands you like before, like I've been into The Districts, for example, for a while, that you'll listen to their new album. So it's sort of just, I guess I just go through the list each week. It's like when new movies come out or new films, you see the trailers and you sort of source through critic reviews and everything like that. So it's basically that I guess their recommendations. There's plenty of sites that have reviews, and Pitchfork's always a good site of when they do their daily reviews to get you an idea of that. And have a listen and I guess see what tickles your fancy.
Well, thankfully, we've got you to congregate them for us. Wayne, thanks very much, mate.
No worries, Sean. Good to talk.